Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
Dis Christie van die Kerk oor en uit. Jy's ingeskakel op Rosestad 100.6 FM, presies waar jy wil wees. En die oorkant my is Michael van die Westdean. En ons gaan nou maar sê, soos hy hier staan, Neighborhood Association, die mooie Engelse naam van WNA, soos jy hom ook noem. Michael, let's kick things off. Firstly, welcome here.
Thank you, Benita. It's nice to be here.
And what have you been up to since we had a chat last time here on Rosestad?
All right, thank you. As you know, the WNA is a registered non-profit organization with the mandate to improve conditions in Westdean for residents and the business community. Through monthly membership contributions, we provide a contractor to collect refuse in the business district and from members in the residential areas. We all know that the last few weeks the refuse services have collapsed, making this an essential service. In addition to the refuse collection, the WNA employs Anchor of Hope to clean the streets in Westdean as well as all the parks and green belts. This means that Westdean remains clean and litter-free, and we can be very proud of our suburb.
With so many projects, are there a specific focus point at the WNA in Westdean?
As an organization representing a large proportion of Westdean businesses and residents, we regularly engage with Mangohung Municipality, SAPS, and Metro Police. By discussing our grievances around service delivery, we can find middle ground where we can partner and assist each other. We are very mindful that as an organization, we are not here to replace the municipality and security services, but rather assist them where possible. We are indebted to our security partners, Proforce, Bloomsec, Senforce and Fidelity ADT, for their vigilance and patrols in keeping Westdean safe.
Ek gaan selfs begin met Michael van die Westdean Neighborhood Association. Nou Michael, is daar enige ander projekte wat julle in Westdean gaan bekendstel?
We have, from requests from our residents, we introduced a recycling initiative. We partnered with local recycler to do a monthly collection, with the next collection date being this Saturday, the 21st of February. We are now filling two trailers of recycled goods, and as this grows, we hope to evolve towards a bi-monthly collection.
And then, Michael, just before our next song, are there any other regular projects that you are engaged in?
Yes, as most motorists would have noticed, Westdean is pothole-free. So we continue to repair potholes in Westdean as well as surrounding suburbs where needed. In Bloemfontein, all roads lead through Westdean. So we try to keep the access roads into, through and out of Westdean in good condition. Robex have also been assisting us with painting road markings and major road repairs in Westdean, for which we are very thankful.
Net en al gesels ek verder met Michael van die Westdean Kokkel op 100.6 FM en dit is presies wat die Westdean Neighborhood Association doen, Chasing Tomorrow. Now Michael, please tell us more about a conservancy. Ek het hom so mooi geoefen, hy wou nou nie lekker uitkom nie. That has been created in Westdean. Jy gaan hom nou mooier sê as ek.
All right, so the Westdean Park Conservancy is an area of 12 hectares that has been created between General Herzog and Albrecht Street. The greenbelt was adopted from the municipality, funds were raised from the community, and a fence with access gates was erected along Albrecht Street. This enclosed the entire area, making it safe to visit and enjoy the nature. We have reintroduced springbuck and tortoises into the conservancy, a beautiful greenbelt right in the heart of the city, with nature walks and sightings available. Access gates are available in Albrecht Street, Reiche Street, and General Herzog. So this makes it possible to visit from various directions and enjoy a walk in nature right on your doorstep.
What an amazing project. And any future plans that you have?
So this was phase one that we kicked off with. We are now launching phase two and three of the conservancy, which now includes Reservoir Island on the other side of Albrecht Street, as well as the Happy Valley area. The plan is to fence these areas to ensure the safety of persons visiting them, and making use of the mountain biking and running trails. Currently, these areas are inhabited by illegal squatters, and we are working hand in hand with Mangahung Municipality and law enforcement to secure the areas. The land has been adopted, and access gates and safe spaces will be created for the enjoyment of all. Please help us to make this project a reality through becoming a friend of Westin Park with an annual donation or an annual membership of 500 Rand or a donation of lifetime membership starting at 5,000 Rand. Phase one cost us about 350,000 Rand, which we were blessed with community support. We are now on phase two and three. We have currently reached 50,000 of the anticipated 750,000 required to fence this area.
And then how can someone make these contributions or be part of the Westin Neighbourhood Association as well as the Westin Park Conservancy?
Very simply, you can either call myself on 071-348-5353. You can email info@westdean.net or you can find us on social media under Westin Neighbourhood Association or Westin Park. Remembering we cannot live in isolation, and we urge everybody working or living in Westin, Dan Pinar and the Greater Bloemfontein to support us.
Michael, baie dankie dat jy kom kuier het en ook vir ons vertel het van wat jy alles doen daar in Westin. Ek dink is ongelooflik. Baie sterkte.
Baie dankie Benita en dankie dat jy ons tyd gegee het.